Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. If you suspect, are found out by admission or incriminating evidence that your spouse, the father or mother of your children, your life partner, your significant other is gay, and you need help handling this devastating information, we are here for you. We understand how difficult and debilitating this can be. Here at South Florida Connects, we believe no straight spouse should be left behind. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751. That's 954-983-9751. And leave us a message with your contact information, and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. You can be anonymous as we do not need to know your name to help you. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization. Turn to South Florida Connects for straight spouse awareness, as no straight spouse should be left behind. Go to southfloridaconnects.com for more information.
And maybe a soldier, I'll die for you.
Welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects, where no straight spouse is left behind. I am Debbie, your host, and I just want to thank you for joining us for this program. I've been getting some emails from some women who want to hear the signs. They want to hear somebody say them, because I was a teacher, and I know that people learn in different styles. Some people learn by hearing. Some people learn by looking at the stuff. And some people learn by touching, by doing what you tell them. And some people are like me. They learn in all three styles. They have all learned, they're learning all three ways. But some women, they go to the website and they read, you know, the signs, because I have some clues on there. And they want to hear me say them. So I'm going to use this program to talk about some of the signs that women have used to find out that their husbands were gay. Now, I just want to ask you, how many of you had clues? How many of you know any of the clues? Now, learning some of the top signs that your husbands may be gay is very, very helpful. I was reading a book written by Kate Boykin, and he said that there are no signs, and I beg to differ. There are many signs, but you have to know that you're looking for something. Because if you are not looking for it, it might be right there in front of your face every day, all day, and you don't see it. You miss it completely. Like I was talking to a woman the other day, and her husband was on, she heard her husband on the phone talking to someone. and he was talking in gay jargon, download jargon. He was using words that she did not understand. But they sounded harmless, like he were just kidding around with somebody else on the other end of the phone. And she went to our website, and she went to the definitions page, and she saw some of the words she heard her husband using, and she was not happy with what they meant. She was in shock because harmless conversation that she overheard that didn't mean anything to her. When she went to the website and she saw what the words meant, she realized that it was not harmless at all. So, you know, that would have been a clue for her if she knew what she was hearing, if she understood what she was hearing. That would have been a clue. Also, sometimes women see text messages with all these abbreviations and these words that you have no clue what they mean. That's a clue. But because you didn't know what it meant, you were clueless about it. So that's why, you know, it's important to know some of the signs, know some of the clues, and don't let anyone tell you that there are no signs and there are no clues, because there are. Now, you can never tell what clues your secret gay spouse will leave behind. Some of you already know, suspect, or have definitive confirmation that you are in a relationship with an undercover gay person. Some of you find out by accident. Some of you through good detective work. And some of you got blindsided with the admission or disclosure by your gay spouse when he or she was ready to leave you for their same-sex lover. Some down-low gay men or lesbians get tired of hiding who they are and sometimes deliberately leave clues so that they can be discovered. They are petrified to tell you themselves, so they leave clues for you to wrap your brain around to figure out. Yes, this happens. Some people are in such deep denial. Yes, some of you straight spouses, we're in such denial that the clues become such big puzzles that they still take years to come together when they should be figured out in a matter of days or months, or immediately in some cases. Whatever way you found out, consider it a blessing to know. It may not feel like that, or did not feel like that when you found out, but it is always better to know the truth about this matter specifically than to remain in the dark. Some people will tell you, will want you to believe that what you don't know won't hurt you. That's hogwash. What you don't know can definitely hurt you or even kill you. So don't listen to those people, because that's not true. There is no way not knowing that your spouse is having gay hookup sex with another man or woman is not bad for your health. It can hurt you and has hurt many people I read about or talked to. It can cause your death. I am a nurse, so I have heard many stories that boggle the mind. It is best for you to know, at least from a medical standpoint. If you know your spouse is participating in risque sexual behaviors, you will be more inclined to take precautions so you do not become infected with an STD, or the worst one, HIV. I have not met anyone who willingly sacrificed themselves in that respect. Neither should you. But I have spoken to women who admit that they still have unprotected sex with their secret gay spouse, even after they found out, just to not let the spouse be suspicious of them and accuse them of cheating themselves. What? Some people might ask. Yeah, it's strange, but it's true. Some relationships are dysfunctional otherwise. There are many where domestic violence and abuse is going on too, and some spouses will risk getting a deadly disease rather than speak up and get beaten over and over again. Most of these clues that I'm going to share with you were shared by women who have experienced same-sex deception. Some are from bisexual men who finally developed a conscience after they went gay and proud, or they went out and proud, and they want to help because they are disappointed with themselves at how many times they risk the health and well-being of others whom they say they love. Most of these clues apply whether the undercover lover is cheating with a man or a woman. See, the most important thing is to verify whether or not there's cheating going on. Then find out if it's with a man or a woman. Both males and females practice same-sex infidelity. You know, I wrote this and I put it on the website, and I'm reading it for you now because some people want to hear it, because reading it, they don't absorb it well. They want to hear it because that's how they learn. I am a woman, so it's from a woman's perspective. But it can be used for either sex, whether you're male or female. Just apply it in your situation, how it fits. Now, some of these, you may have heard them before, and you go, yeah, yada, yada, yada. But believe me, it is important enough so that I'm going to say them. You can roll your eyes, you can say whatever you want to say, but remember that these clues came from men and women who have experienced them up close and personal. They may never be part of your reality, but don't knock them when they were a part of someone else's. Some of you will experience some of them, but never others. I just want you to use what relates to you and your circumstances. Remember, if you have not walked in someone's shoes, you may never understand the difficulties they faced in their journey. Your journey is different from the next straight spouse's journey, because no two straight spouses have the same journey. It's all difficult, but the roads are not the same. And so there are things that you may find on your journey that another spirit spouse may never find on her journey. So, you know, so what I'm going to say to you is what I have collected from several different women and men based on what they have experienced. I think it's important enough to share them. Some of it sounds outrageous, but that is somebody's reality. So I'm not knocking it. I'm just going to share it with you the way I get it, okay? Now, my first clue is, this is my reality. Your intuition is in overdrive. This was mine. I got this from several other women. Some of them paid attention and some of them didn't, but I paid attention. So this is my reality. Now, this is really your best clue that something is wrong. Follow your instincts. Pay attention to your woman's intuition. This is a time when your discernment can come in handy. If you're discerning, this is a time when it comes in pretty handy. If your gut tells you that something is wrong, or that some other guy or woman has captured your man's attention, then go with it. Don't brush it off. You are not imagining things. Trust your intuition. Your instinct is your God-given built-in bad vibes radar detector and danger alarm system. Balance your instinct with caution, though. Ask yourself if they are legitimate concerns or if you yourself are lacking trust. Don't become paranoid, but don't doubt your instincts either. That is a powerful weapon that God has given to us women. It was meant to help us avoid danger, so use it. Don't be afraid to use it. And I always tell people, your intuition is never wrong. You know why? You can't control it. You cannot tell it what to do. You cannot turn it off and you cannot turn it on. You can ignore it, but you cannot control it. So use it. Number two, he actually tells you he is bisexual. Or the woman tells you, the husband, that she's bisexual. What does this mean? He has had sex with men and he liked it? He has a male lover and he wants you to accept that fact? He is having gay anonymous sex with strange men? Do you really want to be a part of that life? He may not have admitted it to anyone else. So, he's out, quote-unquote, to you, but no one else in the family knows. So, he is still a down-low brother. Do you want to play that game? Well, it's really up to you. But I would suggest that you insist on protecting yourself when you engage in sexual relations. You have to decide what you will accept and what you won't. But be warned, he might ask to have a threesome with you and another man. Or, if it's your wife, she may want a threesome with another woman. Yeah, I know some of you guys would love that, but be careful, because then what? Be warned that the man may eventually win your husband outright, or the woman might take your wife. It has happened too many times. Number 3, he engages in suspicious nonverbal communication with other men. A look, a touch, or hug that lasts a little too long or seems to be intimate and definitely makes you uncomfortable. That's the operative word. It makes you uncomfortable. If you hear your man saying sup to strange men, pay close attention. They might be checking each other out, searching for a connection. Of course, greeting among men can vary depending on culture and religion. But when you observe your man hugging too long and too tightly, touching too much, or looking at another man just a little bit too long, especially just a bit too long of an eye contact, then your unspoken uneasiness may be very valid. Watch if he looks men up and down in the crotch area and the butt, especially if he does not hug, touch, or look at you with the same amount of affection and intimacy. When a man and woman walk into the room, like you're at a restaurant and a man and a woman walk into the room, or you're at a party and a man and woman walks into the room, who does he look at first? Is it the man? And how long does he look? Does he stare subconsciously or try to make quick eye contact with the dude? Pay attention to that. There is emotional distancing. This is number 4. There is emotional distancing and lying. It's normal for the intensity of your relationship to decrease after you've been together for a while. That is normal. There may have been a time when you couldn't bear to leave each other's sight, and now you both enjoy your time alone. That's fine, too. This isn't necessarily a sign that there is cheating going on. It may be that your relationship is getting into a nice, settled, loving, and comfortable phase. You know, in that zone where you feel so comfortable, you have your space, you have your room, and sometimes you just go there to be alone. That's fine. Nonetheless, take note of any emotional distancing. This is a biggie. Has he stopped listening or laughing when he's around you? Does he seem distant or spacey, almost as if he's preoccupied? Take note. Take a mental note. Does he appear depressed? His knowledge of his same-sex attraction and his same-sex behaviors may cause him to suffer from depression. This is very common with undercover gay men, and they are good at covering up their depression with excuses about work pressure and any number of other excuses. Has he begun to lie to you? I mean, in such subconscious ways about simple things that really needed no significant explanation. Is his lying beginning to make you uneasy? Yes? I have asked questions that I already knew the answer to, just to see if my ex had developed some integrity. Have you noticed anything like that yet?
Like you knew he was not working late, you were sure he was not working late, or he was not at his parents' house, but that is the excuse he gave for coming home late, huh? Sometimes men reported making their gay hookups for sex en route from work to home. Some men use their lunchtime to have dangerous, unprotected sex with strangers they meet from Craigslist or other download websites. Your husband may not appear to miss a beat at all while he is having his carefully orchestrated and timely rendezvous with all kinds of men for sex. One man reported running to the corner store for milk, but ended up getting prearranged, quickie oral sex from another man before returning home. He was gone and back in under an hour. His wife had no clue when he returned, even though, he said, he was feeling flushed and glowing from the exciting sexual encounter he had just had. So pay attention, 'cause he might come home with an afterglow, but you're not paying attention, so you totally missed it. And if you didn't give him that afterglow, if you noticed it, where did he get it from? Number 5. He has an abundance of new or strange male friends with whom he seems to be too close or way too familiar. Watch out if your husband spends too much time alone with one man or a small group of men who he refers to as his boys. This is a sign that perhaps your husband enjoys male intimacy too much or that he is gay. At the very least, you can suspect that he is involved with his male friends with a level of intimacy that he should be reserving for you. Now, that was part of my experience too. My gay ex had a friend, a married friend, who, boy, they were like stuck together like glue. They were bonded at the hip. And it made me uncomfortable because he was not taking his wife anywhere, but they were always going out together. So I'm like, what happened to his wife? Doesn't he take his wife anywhere? You know, stuff like that. Questions like that came up and he got brushed off. But I paid attention. You know, one woman complained that her husband's friend practically took over her house, coming over whenever he felt like it, ordering her around and requesting certain kinds of meals to be prepared. You can imagine something like that? Does your man's best friend seem to be controlling him or you? He might be very Don Juan, very nice, but note if there is any controlling undertones, like he's controlling your husband, or your husband is like at his beck and call, you know what I'm saying? Trust your instinct. If he spends a great deal of time with one man who seems to monopolize his time, or a few without ever inviting you along, even if you would rather not go, check it out. If you feel that the amount of time being spent with your partner's male friend, his best buddy, quote-unquote, is beginning to make you feel uncomfortable, there is nothing to say you cannot look into it, for your peace of mind, at least. Some down-low men have friends who they will never introduce to you. They will talk about them. Their boys know everything about you, but you don't know anything about them. Except maybe you know them by a fake name, an alias. If you really feel as though something strange is going on, there is probably a reason. Trust your instincts. Number 6. Strange or increased computer activity. Yep, most people experience this one. I'm going to spend a little time on this clue because this is one of the biggies for a lot of women, because down-low men and other gay men, out and proud gay men, predominantly use the internet to make their same-sex hookups. These days, it's easy to meet men on gay websites, in chat rooms, forums, or on instant messengers. Some immigrant men, yeah, my immigrant men, with new easy access to the internet, will have a field day and begin to act like a kid in a toy store. Pay attention to that. Or a once-deprived kid with a new toy. You know, they never had something, and now they have it, and they just go wild. Watch out for that. They will stay up late at night using the internet to talk with or arrange hookups with other men. You know, they have some men who they go to bed, and when you fall asleep, if you get up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you see them on the computer. You know, why are they hiding their computer usage from you? Having internet access will make it so much easier for men who come from different countries, immigrant men who did not have easy access to the internet. Having computer access now will make it much easier for them to continue to fool you about their sexual orientation, but only if you let them. Take the computer classes too, so you too can learn how to use the internet better. That is the only way you will be able to keep up with what your secret gay spouse is doing right under your nose. Some women don't even go into their husband's home office, except maybe to clean it up. They have no idea how to use a computer, but it's 2012, and I just recently had to teach someone how to use text messaging and how to check text messages on her phone. There's no excuse not to learn how to do those things. So when your husband knows that you don't know how to do those things, he will do stuff right under your nose because he knows you don't have a clue. You know, that lady who I just taught how to do her text messaging, she later forwarded a text to me that was quite alarming, since she said it came from her fiancé's phone. He was jonesing for bone. Yep, he was doing it all right. I was asked to interpret the text message for her, and I did reluctantly and with a heavy heart. Needless to say, the wedding is off. Imagine if her fiancé had one of those smartphones that she had no clue how to use. She could never check even if the phone was left in her lap. Remember, you don't even have to pay to learn to use these gadgets. Some of you have computer-savvy kids. Let them teach you how to use the computer. At least start with the basics. And if you have a phone, learn how it works. Text messaging is a very valuable tool. You know, because that woman didn't have my email, but she had my telephone number. So she forwarded a text so I could tell her what it meant. You know? So you already know your way around. If you already know your way around a computer and the internet, have you seen any suspicious names in your IM window or unknown chat sites in your browser history? Is someone using a computer to frequent gay websites with gay porn, gay chat sites, or excessive messaging chat with men? Those are sure giveaway signs. Heterosexual men do not watch gay porn. They do not visit those sites, and they do not pay to watch that stuff. Not to mention, they don't frequent those gay porn sites. Heterosexual men don't do that. That stuff makes them, it's disgusting for them. Now, a little snooping can go a long way. I don't really like to encourage this, but in your situation, you have to become Miss FBI. You know, be discreet, because your husband is discreet, so you gotta be discreet also. Because you don't want to do anything that will tip him off that you are onto him, because you need to see what's going on. You remember J.L. King, that guy who wrote that book on the download, the guy who was on Oprah, who caused all that ruckus about this download thing? He's a confessed download brother. In his book on the download, he said women should become nosy. Is that a new thing? But I agree. That is the one thing I agree with him about. Normally I wouldn't, but I know so much about this deception that is hurting so many people. I have to agree, as that is the only way some of you will ever get to the truth. It is very easy for secret gay men to make connections through various download friendly sites, for starters. Computer clues can alert you that your man or your woman is on the down low. You may find incriminating emails or evidence of frequent visits to gay or lesbian websites, which indicate that they are thinking about having or planning to have sex with other gay people. Be observant. If your intuition is making you suspect that your mate is having same-sex infidelity, pay close attention to everything he says and does. Secretive behavior of any kind should raise a red flag. In possession of gay-oriented pornography, even if it's straight pornography, videos, magazines, photos stored on his computer or the home computer. Because one man said he never used gay porn, he used the straight porn, because his wife didn't get suspicious because of what he watched gay straight porn, because it was straight porn. But what he was doing was watching the man in the straight porn. So you be careful, my sister. You know, some mainstream magazines are not excluded, as some secret gay men say they subscribe to those to look at the men without fear of being found out. If your husband has consistently viewed gay porn on the computer, check the history in your internet browser. One easy way to check is to look at the drop-down menu when you type a website address. The sites visited are listed right there. You know, like you open a new browser window and you check the drop-down menu. Whatever sites were visited, you would be able to see them in the drop-down menu. That is if he has not deleted his web browsing history. Now, if you don't see that, you know he's hiding something from you. Otherwise, if you can't do it like that, you know, just open a new browser window like you want to check something online and press the Control key and the H key. The Control and the H key. Control H. Press that. You can also check the temporary internet file for those of you a little more computer savvy. That is where his stash of favorite gay site will be manifested. Yes, it will hurt you to know all of this, but you really need to know for your own protection. You should see the history for all the sites visited that day and the several weeks and months past. Remember, straight men do not frequent gay porn sites or gay hookup sites. No way. They don't do that. Straight men are disgusted with male-on-male gay porn. They don't spend time looking at it repeatedly. They get disgusted by it and they will not pay to look at it. So if you have kids, don't let your spouse use them as an excuse for the gay pop-up without investigating, because men have blamed their sons for it. Some men blame it on their kids. They don't care. They will blame anybody just so they can continue to hide. Don't fall for that. Investigate further. If he seems to be hiding something, find out what it is. Your very life could be at stake. Do not use lack of computer knowledge as an excuse to keep risking your life. You may be able to take a basic computer class at your local library, or you may be able to pay a minimal sum to a high school student to teach you, if you don't have kids old enough to teach you, that is. At least learn to get online. Learn how to get online and how to check your computer's web browsing history. Just for starters, if you open up your browser, just try to get online without typing anything. Control H. That works. If the web browsing history is cleared, red flag. He was on sites that he would not like you to know he visited. That's why he cleared the history. Why is he hiding his visit? Why is there secrecy in the first place? Red flag. Be careful with your snooping, though. If you have a legitimate reason, it's okay to set your mind at ease by checking things out. There are various software devices and companies that can help you get the information you are looking for. Be careful when you buy tech support to snoop, as some states or countries may have very strict laws that can land you in legal trouble. But basically, if you have ownership of the computer or the telephone, or like the plan is in your name, there's nothing to stop you from putting spyware on it so you can check what's going on, because you own it. The plan is in your name, so you have ownership. The computer was bought by you, so you have ownership. So you can do stuff like that.
You know, like I told you before, I became Miss FBI, and I do not regret a moment of it. I still get to use some of the skills I acquired through necessity. Remember, it is just as easy to make friends online as it is for your spouse to meet lovers. So, you know, be careful. Number 7. Your spouse is now unable to be sexually aroused by you. No matter what you do or wear, in or out of bed, and he does not have any medical problems, no known medical problems, because you have already checked. You took him to the doctor because he was pretending that's the reason, and everything is fine. The plumbing is fine. Everything else is fine. It just doesn't work for you. And if you put the moves on your husband who has not had sex with you in a week or more, he should at least become aroused. Get an erection. Even if he doesn't want to have sex, he should at least get an erection. He should definitely get one on your honeymoon. So all those women who went on honeymoon and didn't get any sex, nothing happened. What happened? Why didn't he even have an erection for you during your honeymoon? Especially if you were having infrequent sex or not at all before the wedding. Does he have an illness that you don't know about? Is he using medications that the doctor said may affect his libido? Has sex between you two become boring and nothing to talk about? If you examine everything and he's perfectly fine, then there may be some form of infidelity going on. Even when a spouse no longer loves the other, if there is no one else, they will usually have sexual relations. Boring sex never stops a horny man from screwing his wife. I don't hear about that. I must caution that it does not necessarily always mean that there is same-sex infidelity. It could be another woman. That is also important to know. Wives are usually the last ones to know when their spouse is cheating. And they say that 2/3 of women whose husbands cheat don't know. Can you imagine? Don't have a clue. Could so many women be just pretending not to know? I wonder. I went to a straight spouse retreat, and one straight spouse commented that she stepped out of the shower naked and her husband nearly vomited and ran from the bathroom. The sister looks great and dresses very fashionably. I told her, if he was straight, he would probably make you late for your appointment or for work. She would probably have to negotiate with him for a later time, like I used to do with my straight ex-husband. She still asked if we believe he's gay. One thing I learned, though, women do not tell you about their suspicions about their down-low men unless they believe it themselves. Sometimes they just need help with confirmation, affirmation, or validation. They just want to feel that they are not crazy, and that's fine. Number 8. Detached mechanical sex. This is another clue that you can use if he keeps an emotional distance, but after he comes home from hanging out with his boys, he's anxious for sex. Detached mechanical sex without intimacy and usually no foreplay. That's an uh-oh. He may be feeling guilty for or disgusted about his extracurricular activity and is looking for validation that he is still manly. If he can perform with a woman, he will continue to believe he is not gay. How weird is that? But it happens. He just finished having sex with his boys, and he comes home, and he wants to have sex with you to prove that he is still manly. He's not gay, because in his mind, he doesn't think he's gay, especially when nobody else knows about it yet. several down-low men have reported engaging in sexual encounters with men. Then they go straight home feeling disgusted with themselves. And the only thing that makes them feel better was having unprotected, do you hear that word? Unprotected sex. And it's like out of this world sex with their wife immediately. They went home and they were raw with their wife, and some wives, when the husbands come home after being out and come home and they give them sex that is out of this world that they haven't had in a month or more, or you know, the wives might start thinking, oh, what's going on here? He's not cheating, because if he was out with a woman, he wouldn't come home and be so horny with me. So, you know, that's their way of sometimes throwing you off. So, like I said, isn't that a great way to disarm a woman, especially if she began to believe you might be cheating? Rocking her world with the sexual performance of a lifetime will definitely help to cast out any doubt that she may be harboring about him being gay. Wise up, sisters. Be careful when your man comes home and wants to hump you without foreplay, especially if he's not usually that loving and caring toward you lately. Some secret gay men who have wives enjoy penetration during gay sex. They are submissive bottoms, and more times than not, do not request that their partners use condoms. Please protect yourselves. Other men are tops and do the penetrating. Those who don't use condoms can bring home any number of disgusting germs that they picked up from another man's feces. And coming home to deposit some of that in your body, if he has not bothered to clean himself up well, I mean well enough after sex. Let's face it, because some men have poor hygiene, they can bring home any number of disgusting germs to you. Be careful. As a woman, you know that if you wipe yourself in the wrong direction, you can transfer germs from your anus to your vagina. It is your own body, and those germs can cause you great problems if you're not careful. Imagine what someone else's dirty germs can do to you. Be vigilant. Straight men desire their wives even when they have erectile dysfunction. I heard so many women complain that their heterosexual husbands have begun to leave them one step short of their destinations. You see, these men have the sexual desire for their wives, but physical problems keep them from being unable to really satisfy them. But they still want to be intimate with their wives because they are heterosexual men. If sexual activity steeply declines within the first few years of marriage and your man is healthy, or if you notice that you are now more sexually aggressive than your man, don't think it is your fault entirely. Especially if you rarely get any sex and he calls you all kinds of derogatory names like nymphomaniac. Don't listen if he rationalizes that other couples don't do it that often either. He might just be referencing his other DL buddies. If he owns a penis ring, oh yeah, some of them do, or you find other male sex enhancers, who is he using them with if he has never used them with you? Sister, take your head out of the sand. Some older secret gay men may have these. Some young ones do too. Begin to ask more questions, because if it's not to be used with you, who is he using it with? Number 9. He has developed a strong preference for non-typical sex. Yeah. all of a sudden he wants anal sex from you, his wife, more than he wants vaginal sex. Or he wants you to use a strap-on to give him anal sex. Or if he keeps hinting he would like to use other entrants or talks about friends telling him how good anal sex feels. You know what your relationship is all about. You know what your sexual preferences are. So if your spouse is suddenly trying to force you, I mean, I'm talking about force you, into sexual acts that you never discussed and agreed to, watch out. Some people are naturally sexual freaks, and there is nothing off limits to a married couple as long as they both agree. If your spouse is a sexual freak, you would already know this, and it would not be a surprise to you. It might be innocent, but those are still red flags. Watch out if you never seem to feel satisfied from sex with him, and everything feels so mechanical, like he's following some guide from a manual. There's no spontaneity, and he never bothers to make sure that you're ever satisfied, even though you know he can, because he used to. Don't be afraid to stand up for yourself if he ridicules your body and makes you the reason for his lack of sexual interest or poor sexual performance. Don't ever accept that. He may just indulge you when he wants to make another baby to keep the straight guy act going. Yeah, sometimes they do that. One woman said she and her husband had 3 kids and were married for 23 years. Everyone thought their life was perfect, but she really only remembered him having sexual relations with her 9 times over those 23 years. She actually counted, because even though she was never ever with another man, she thought it was not normal. The woman in her Harlequin romance novels seemed to have much more fun and much more often. So she did not think that was normal, even though he told her that it is quite normal. She said of those nine times, he got her pregnant 3 times, 2 years apart each time. Very well calculated. Everyone believed she had it going on when nothing sexual was happening. When the last kid went off to college, she said she moved out of the bedroom in frustration. The things that straight wives have endured. She's very patient. Number 10. He has a tendency to brag about gay men complimenting him on his looks. Now, if a gay man compliments a really straight man, seriously, he probably won't do it twice. Your heterosexual husband would not brag about that either. No way he would brag about such things. Number 11. He spends usually long periods of time on the phone with other men, talking or text him. To be sure, there is nothing wrong with a man texting or talking to another man on the phone for any amount of time. It may be an old friend that your man has not talked to in a while and they are catching up, or a business associate. So there's nothing really wrong with talking and texting. But if you observe your man talking to another man on a consistent basis for a relatively long period of time, like he used to talk to you when you were courting, with the same relaxed body language, relaxed playful body language, when he believes you are not looking, this may be a warning sign. If he places the phone on speaker for you to hear he's only talking to a man, not a woman, like one woman's husband did, just pretend it does not faze you, but continue to discreetly listen to his end of the conversation. Listen to his tone of voice. Watch his body language. You may be surprised what you hear and notice. Number 12. he may be very homophobic and use very homophobic language and have homophobic behaviors. Yeah, you might wonder, why is that? Why is that the sign? Why is that the clue? If your husband becomes excessively angry when confronted by someone who is gay, it may indicate that your husband is projecting. Yes. Don't know men will project. Many times, secret gay men will lash out at someone who they perceive as gay because they loathe themselves for being gay also. They're looking at this gay person, and they're seeing what they're feeling inside, and they hate it. So they will lash out at them. Not because they hate them, but because they hate what the view in front of them is making them think about, because that's what's going on inside of them. Now, this may not make any sense to some of you at first, but take a minute and think about it. He hates looking at the gayness in another man, as that is exactly how he feels on the inside, and he hates it. This is strange, but it is true. 13. He has an unnaturally high percentage of gay friends, gay male friends. Watch out. If your husband's new best friend is gay, watch out. Straight men do not feel comfortable hanging out with openly gay men in their homes, like at their gay bars. See, a straight man will have a gay friend, but they will hang out at a straight place, not a gay place. He's not going to hang out with him at his gay place. He won't do it. They will try to get the gay guy to join their straight group, but they won't keep going to their gay haunts. They won't do that. So if your husband is going with your gay friends to their gay joints, watch out. One woman said years ago, her gay coworker informed her, you know, quite nonchalantly, that her husband liked to frequent a gay joint he goes to often. She refused to believe him. She said there is no way she was going to believe that man would go to a gay club. One night, the co-worker discreetly took a short video and some pictures of him dancing a slow grind with another man and sent it to her. She nearly had a nervous breakdown and continues to be on medication even to this day. Number 14, he is no longer attracted to you. This is a common sign when someone is having an affair. This becomes even stronger when your man begins to criticize your normal, healthy, and sexy body while you hear him compliment other men or a particular man and how good they dress or look while not saying such nice things to you. Men sometimes lose interest over time, but a straight man won't switch his affections from you to a dude. Now, there are so many clues, and I wish I could give you all of them, but I can't. But there's another one that I can tell you about right now. That's number 15. He begins to shave his body hair and dress differently. If he suddenly starts shaving his body hair, his pubic hair, even though you tell him you like looking at his hairy chest, start paying close attention to other things. He may also start growing a beard or a goatee. Have you ever caught him taking a picture of himself naked with his cell phone or other camera? Did he share those naked pictures with you? So, who is looking at those pictures if you are not the one who is seeing them? Has he started wearing younger looking and tighter style clothing or start dressing like a thug? Is his style now filled with brand name sneakers, the designer duds that he never particularly expressed any interest in before? A straight man usually likes to please his woman. If your man only dresses to please himself and his male friends, take a closer look. Because straight men like to dress for women, not for men. Number 16. He buys gifts for other men or receives expensive, intimate, or overly personal gifts from other men. I don't think I need to say anything more about that. That is just too much of a red flag. And I don't want to depress you, but these are just some of the signs that you can notice if you are intuitive and you're observant. And when your intuition kicks into overdrive and you start paying attention to it, you may notice some of these things that you have been overlooking. Because don't let anybody tell you that there are no signs. Because if you know what to look for, you will see them. You will find them. You will understand them. And another thing that you can pay attention to, has he started paying attention to your schedule? Is he monitoring your schedule? You know, sometimes a DL man, a download man, will host a hookup at his place. He'll bring men home when he thinks that you are at work. He'll bring them to the house. So start paying attention. Watch out for signs that he entertained while you were at work or visiting friends or family. And another woman said her husband all of a sudden he wants to do the laundry and he does his own underwear now, which he never cares about doing before. So pay attention to those signs. Is he doing the laundry, washing the linen, washing the towels, and washing his underwear? Be careful. You know, be careful. You can also notice if your husband is giving himself enemas. Yeah, he's going out with the boys, but he gives himself an enema before he leaves. Why is he doing that? Why does he need an enema to go out with his friends? Think about that. You know, one woman said her husband she saw him through a plastic bag in the laundry. I think she thought after what she saw in it, she thought he meant to throw it in the garbage, but he threw it in the laundry basket instead by mistake. And when she was doing the laundry, she took it out and she opened it up, and he had a dirty underwear in it, and the front of the underwear was covered with feces. And she nearly passed out because she was already suspecting that he might be gay, but she never said anything to him. She was just watching. And when she found that dirty underwear and it had the front of it covered in feces, she nearly passed out because she said that is confirmation that he stuck his penis in somebody's hole. And so she just started to, you know, get things together because she said, I cannot live with a man who's doing that, because he did not even have the common decency to put a condom on, but he could throw the condom away and he wouldn't have feces all over him. You know, so she, you know, you have to pay attention to those little things, or the feces at the back, or oil or grease at the back of the underwear. Pay attention to those things, because those are definite giveaway signs. Definite giveaway signs, you know. You know, some of these signs are your reality, and some of them are other people's reality. But I just ask you to investigate discreetly, because your reality, even though it's not the other person's reality, I want you to treat each clue as information. Every download man operates differently and presents with a different set of dynamics. Remember, no two people are alike, as even twins differ. And as you take this, you know, to heart, and you listen and you ponder. You can go back and listen to this as many times as you want, because for those of you who only learn by hearing, I hope this helps you. You are not condemning anyone. You are investigating for your own peace of mind, for your own safety, for your own physical, emotional, and healthy well-being. So just let's understand that these things do happen, and this is for your education, this is for your awareness. This is not to make you paranoid and act crazy and go ballistic and do weird stuff and end up in jail. This is not for that. This is to give you awareness so that you know what you are up against, so that when you see something, you know what it is. When you hear something, you know what it is. And I would like you to go to the website at southfloridaconnects.com and go to the definition of terms page so that you could understand what some of those text messages that you're seeing mean, what some of those voice messages that you're hearing, what they mean. Just do that for your own peace of mind. And straight spouses, you are not alone in this journey. You're not alone. Just know that. Understand that. You are not alone. Thank you for joining me for this program, and may God continue to provide you with His blessing and His care. May He cover you in His goodness. South Florida Connects does not give advice. We provide general information and straight spouse awareness peer support. Subject matters discussed on this radio program are for informational purposes only. We believe in education and empowerment, so we will share information we deem important with you. If you have a situation that matches anything we discussed, please seek the appropriate professional. We do not make on-air recommendations, but if you send an email to sfconnects@gmail.com or leave a detailed message with contact information on our straight spouse support hotline at 954-983-9751, we will provide a means for you to connect with an appropriate straight spouse awareness professional. We hope that information given here on this radio program will help you become more aware of your circumstances and propel you to get the help that you need for yourself and your family. We are a community, and whatever each one of us can do to contribute to the improvement and betterment of all, we should do so in a spirit of giving and sharing. Visit our website at southfloridaconnects.com for more information on straight spouse awareness. If you have questions or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or leave us a message at 954-983-9751. May God continue to cover you with His guidance and care. There is nothing you'll face today, this week, this month, or this year that the Lord can't bring you through. I am praying that the peace of God will flood your soul and send any fears holding you back running, so that the vision the Lord has given you will come to pass. Thank God for what you have, and always remember to trust God for what you need. Thank you for joining South Florida Connects for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed, my straight spouse brothers and sisters.
Let me be a soldier. I'll fight for you. When you're up against the wall, I will pull you through.
Turn to South Florida Connects for straight spouse awareness, as no straight spouse should be left behind.
Let me be a